after I got some serious good help at the North Bay Vet Center, and I was introduced to the Vietnam Vets of America, I went to that service group because I had met some people back in Washington, and I got involved with them. And they seemed in touch because they all had done what I'd done. And they didn't have any other women in their group, but they were the best resource for me at the time. And then I started questioning, well, how come there's no other women here? You know, what's that about? And that started it.
Huh. And what were some of the activities that you started to do then?
Well, I was working on the board level with them. I started going to the state council level. I developed educational information about women veterans to be disseminated throughout the state. I got involved with the Department of Veterans Affairs up at the Sacramento level. I speak. I go around the country now, and there's some real big issues that still need to be addressed for women veterans that... And I'm angry because I'm watching this last war that's the longest war, and we're still having trouble with women getting the same level of care at the VA, and I worked there for 17 years. They're getting exposed to toxic exposure, and they have health issues related to that. They don't have full-time OBGYN care. Women do not get the same level of compensation as men for their claims when they have disabilities. And that is above board a really big issue, I think, because number one, they don't get seen the same way. They don't get respected the same way. If they don't have a service officer that can work with them in the community correctly, their claims get lost. They get downgraded. If you did a double blind without a name on it of a man and a woman, it should be equal. But when you see a woman's claim with the same level of compensation needed disabilities, they're usually about 30% lower. And then the biggest one is military sexual trauma and harassment.
And that must be something that's coming to the fore now in a way that it had never come.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what you're hearing.
Well, you know, the thing is, we had Senator Gillibrand put in a bill in 2014, which was Military Justice Improvement Act, okay? And it was again reinstated just in November of 2017. And it's the same thing. We've had years of the DOD supposedly giving stats back to the Congress about how much better it is and that there's less military sexual trauma. It's not happening. And the women and men, there's actually more men having trauma and harassment now, if you look at pure numbers, than the women. But the women's cases, they're still not being adjudicated correctly.